Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talk Stuff, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Gemara Rosh Hashanah 26. Very interesting, fascinating that at points, different times, the sages, especially of the Gemara, the Talmud, they didn't really know what different words meant. So the Gemara brings up different examples of how the maidservant of Rebbe herself understood a word and explained it in a certain context, and the rabbis were able to figure it out. And the Gemara also brings an example of a certain Arab merchant who also explained an example. So for example, the Gemara talks about Rosh Hashanah 26b. The rabbis didn't know what the meaning of the verse, and I will tete it with the matate of destruction. One time they heard the maidservant of Rebbe's household, the maidservant, when she was speaking to her co-worker, and she said, take a broom, Tatesa, and sweep Tate the house. So the rabbis learned out, the verse will read, and I will sweep Babylonia away with the broom of destruction. Then the Gemara talks about another incident that the rabbis does not know what the meaning of the verse, cast upon Hashem Yuryahav, and he will sustain you. Hashlech al Hashem Yahavacha v'hu yachalkalecha. What does Yahavacha mean? So Rabbi Babrachana said, one day I was traveling with a certain Arab merchant. I was carrying a load, and he said to me, take your Yahav and throw it onto my camel. The note's pointing out, accordingly, the verse reads, cast upon Hashem your burden, and he will sustain you. And the note's point out, you can see the Sifsei Chacham Berak Rab, and Yerios HaOhel to Ohel Yaakov, basically understanding it's a burden or a load, and Hashem will take care of it. Hashem will make sure to be involved. So the fascinating point is sometimes even a seeming lowly position of a maidservant, everyone obviously is in the Tzelem Elokim, has the Pintala Yid, especially if they're Jewish, has the Tzelem Elokim, the divine spark, but even someone in a position that might seem like, how could they contribute, how could they help? Even seemingly this Arab merchant who has no shaychas can help us understand things. To me, it brings to mind the idea, Ezahu Chacham, Halomed Mikol Adam. Pirkei Avos in the Talmud tells us, who is someone who's wise, someone who learns from everywhere? This is a key point proof example. The rabbis didn't know what a certain word meant, so they overheard someone, anyone, in their vicinity, learning and explaining what the verse meant, what the pasuk meant, or what the term meant, and that was the layman around them. Because Ezahu Chacham, Halomed Mikol Adam. Who is a smart person? Someone who learns from those around him. Don't say I could only learn from the Gedolim of the door, the great people of the generation. Don't tell me I could only learn from him or him. A smart person is someone who learns from anyone. The sages in the Talmud, they themselves learn how to interpret a word of a verse, an actual verse from the Torah, from a maidservant, from an Arab merchant, because they understood, they knew. You take the wisdom, you take the definitions wherever you could get it, from whoever you can interact with, from whoever you could see. The sages point out elsewhere you could learn something from everyone, and you could learn something from everything. And Pirkei Avos teaches us that there is no thing without its hour, no thing without its time. Meaning, you could learn the cleanliness from a cat. A cat always is licking itself for cleanliness. You could learn hard work from an ant. They're always carrying like 10 times their weight. You could learn loyalty from a dog. A dog is a man's best friend outside of the humans. You can learn something from everything. And the Kal Vachomer, you can learn something from everyone. So whether you're interacting with a barista or you're interacting with a policeman or a security guard who's helping your children cross the way, that's why I always say you have to be friendly and talk to everyone. Pirkei Avos tells us you have to have a friendly countenance and a smile upon everyone you greet. There was a sage in the Gemara who greeted everyone first. Doesn't matter who. So too, you should learn from everyone. It doesn't matter who. Even someone you might like a little less. Even someone who's quote-unquote your enemy, you can learn what not to do, what you don't like. But there's always something to learn from everywhere. No greater example than recently in today's Gemara of how you could learn from everyone. The maidservant was able to explain to the sages by listening to the conversation, by listening to the occurrence of the incident, how to explain that word from the verse, and from the Arab merchant, they learned how to understand that word from the verse. Because Ezahu Chacham, Pirkei Avos teaches us, Halomed Mikol Adam. Learn from everyone around you. Learn from your coworkers, especially if not Jewish, but of course, if Jewish, learn from those you interact with. Learn from those who are all around you who are in your life and not in your life yet. Anyone you meet should be interacted with in a pleasant demeanor and should be given a kind word. Do you know how much of a difference it is when you call someone, you need an estimate or need something, and you say, "Hi, how are you today? Who am I speaking with? What's your name? How are you doing?" Those few sentences literally can change their entire day. Literally can help out their entire day. So when it comes to interacting with people, learning from people, learn from everyone, interact kindly with everyone. And we see, just like from the maidservant, from the Arab merchant, you can learn from anyone how to interpret things and how to apply things to your own life. Join us next time as we talk Rosh Hashanah 27 here on the TTD.